We are here this morning in this space at this time to enact the core commitment of this congregation since our beginnings in 1669. We are assembled in this space to practice the art of worship. We believe that turning to God in worship is as necessary and life-sustaining for us and for the whole creation as is the act of a green plant when it turns toward the sun. We believe that in the act of worship, as our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our bodies are turned toward God, that God warms us with a bright and dazzling love, waters our roots with compassion, soothes our wounds with healing balm, and fortifies us with courage. Love, compassion, healing, and courage. If you need those things, if you believe our world needs those things, then welcome to Old South Church in Boston, for this is our work. This is our vocation in Christ's name and for His sake. This is the art and craft of Christian discipleship. And whether you are new to this art or a skilled artisan, you are welcome here. Today, this Sunday, we celebrate Boston Pride and all the myriad gifts and graces that LGBTQIA+ people have brought to Old South Church over the centuries. We would be a diminished church, a shrunken shadow of ourselves. I can't even imagine this church were it not for the fabulous talents, the color and embellishment that you LGBTQIA+ people bring to our life together. I am looking at you, speaking to you. Thank you. God bless you. To celebrate Boston Pride, Pastor Sean has conjured a little fun, a challenge, a game, a contest, Pride Worship Bingo. You can find the link at oldsouth.org/Sundays printed out, or just follow along on your device. When you hear or see a word or phrase during this worship service that matches a box on the Pride Worship Bingo card, mark it. When you get bingo, shout it into the chat. The first person to win will get a prize. Ready? Set, go. Today, this Pride Sunday, Old South Church in Boston is so honored to welcome to our pulpit an extraordinary leader, pastor, preacher, teacher, singer, and activist, Bishop Yvette Flunder, the founding pastor of the UCC City of Refuge Church in Oakland, California, and presiding bishop of the Fellowship of Affirming Ministries. Bishop Flunder will be presented with Old South Church's Open Door Award. We are assembled in this space to practice the art of worship, to turn in awe and wonder toward the Creator God, painter of the iridescent rainbow and of the rainbow colors of our skins. Let us begin.
Changing ways, who will lead the pilgrim?
Let us pray. Creator God, we marvel in awe of the expansiveness of your creation. Your margins of diversity are boundless, and for that, we give you thanks. As we enter this space of worship, we pause to recall and to give you thanks for all those LGBTQIA+ persons who have opened our hearts and taught us something of your expansive love, of your delight in rainbow colors and all that shimmers. Make us both bold and brave to live out the expansiveness of your divine invention. We pray in the name of Rabbi Jesus. Amen.
Kids, it's Pastor Catherine, and this is Elliot. Elliot, today at church we're celebrating Pride Sunday. Do you know what that means?
No.
Well, do you know what it means to feel proud? Like, are there things that you're proud of about yourself?
Yep, I'm a scientist, and I'm good at Minecraft, and I'm going to be a really big soon.
Awesome, that's right. And I'm proud of myself because I care a lot about other people and the planet. And I'm proud that I try to live as Jesus taught us to live. And I'm proud that even when I'm a little bit nervous, I try to live my life in a brave way. What about our family, Elliot? Are you proud of our family?
Yes, I'm proud. Our family is different, but so many families are different in all kinds of ways. And we help each other and try to grow up all together to be the best family we can be.
That's right, and on this Pride Sunday, we celebrate that God is with us, and with every person, and with every family as we try to do just that, become the people that God wants us to be. It's really love that makes a family. That's what God teaches us, and that's something we can all be proud of. Will you pray with us? Dear God,
Thank you
for loving all of us.
Thank you
for making different kinds of people and different kinds of families. Thank you for helping us feel proud. Amen.
Amen.
In this Pride morning service, Old South Church in Boston is so proud and so honored to present the 2021 Open Door Award to an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ, a courageous and visionary leader, a womanist, preacher, pastor, activist, and singer, Bishop Yvette Flunder.
Bishop Flunder is the founding and senior pastor of the City of Refuge, a United Church of Christ congregation in Oakland, California. City of Refuge Transcendence Gospel Choir was the first all-transgender choir in the United States.
Yvette Flunder is the presiding bishop of the Fellowship of Affirming Ministries, a coalition, national and international, of trans-denominational Christian churches whose work it is to celebrate and proclaim the radically inclusive love of Jesus Christ.
Flunder was raised in the womb of the Church of God in Christ, coming from church-founding families in the Bay Area. In 1984, she began singing and recording with Walter Hawkins and the Love Center Choir, where she was the lead singer.
From a young age, Bishop Flunder's life reflected her beliefs to treat people with value and equality. In 1986, Flunder was moved to minister to people with HIV/AIDS in response to the epidemic. She founded several not-for-profit enterprises in the Bay Area, providing services for people affected by HIV, including the first faith-based house in the country for HIV-positive men. She then served on the Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS, and she was keynote speaker in the White House on World AIDS Day in 2014.
Flunder is portrayed in the miniseries When We Rise, aired on ABC. Flunder was also depicted in the film Come Sunday on Sundance and Netflix. And in 2021, Flunder was featured in PBS's The Black Church, This Is Our Story, This Is Our Song.
Bishop Flunder's ministries over the decades have been nothing short of astonishing. She is a brave and bold instrument of God's wide and divine love. She is a living legend.
Carved in stone above Old South Church's entryway are these words from the Book of Revelation. Behold, I have set before thee an open door.
Old South Church in Boston honors Bishop Yvette Flunder for her bold ministry and Christian witness, which has been devoted to pushing, prodding, prying, praying, talking, singing, and kicking open any doors still closed against LGBTQ persons.
A readings from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. It is necessary to boast. Nothing is to be gained by it, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord.
I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat.
On behalf of such a one, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations.
Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
Thanks be to God.
Greetings, friends. This is Bishop Yvette Flunder, and I am so pleased today to share with our friends and family at Old South Church in Boston. I want to begin by appreciating you for choosing me to be among the many, many powerful men and women who before me received the message that came in the mail for me. I'm honored, I'm gratified, and appreciate you so much for thinking of me. The power of otherness. In this month and celebration of Pride, we hear often the word that we have embraced, queer. Queer can mean otherized, as I call it. Otherized can mean different from a majority narrative. So let me share a bit of my own personal otherness. I'm a female bishop. I have reasonably feminine attributes. Same gender loving, a person of African, Cherokee, and Irish descent. And the fact that we, all who are queerly different from the acceptable social norm and continue to exist and thrive, is itself a walking critique of the master majority narrative. Essentially, I am a problem. And I am also unapologetically Pentecostal. I embrace all of the pejorative assumptions about that reality, sometimes from the academies of higher learning or from other Christians and some colleagues, even in the LGBTQI community. I am known to often sing a gospel song in a strange land. And because of the abundance of my revelations, I know full well that this queerness was given to me as a gift from God. I want to say to all of those who feel that they are othered, it's time to celebrate, recognize, and realize your otherness as a gift. I also confess that by definition, I am a heretic. Some have suggested that I am a heretic, and they have indicated to others that I should not be listened to, as I may incorrectly influence them. They are correct, by the way. I qualify as a heretic. Heresy, by definition, is the holding of a belief that is in fundamental disagreement with the established teachings or doctrines of an organized religion. That would be me. The word heresy comes from the Greek heresis, which means either a choice of beliefs or a faction of dissident believers. The Inquisition was a permanent institution in the Catholic Church charged with the eradication of heretics and heresies. A few things about heresy. Heresy, pushing back against established religious teachings, is the revenge of an oppressed truth and an oppressed people. Heresy is foundational to liberation and foundational to liberation theology. And the only difference between a heretic and a prophet is time. Jesus was, by definition, a heretic. So here is the real question. In this time that we are living in this month of pride, in this season of church unusual, how prepared are we to be openly, honestly heretical? The true church is a community that will go often beyond the written sacred text and be the book that God and Spirit is calling for today. What we call living epistles, seen and read by humankind. Those who will make the text relevant for their time by living in that time, taking risks, being othered, and being heretical about it. By the way, that's what Jesus did. When he rose to read from the scroll of Isaiah at his home synagogue in Nazareth and claimed that the Spirit of God was upon him, he was the one that Isaiah spoke of. The Spirit of God was upon him to bring tidings to the poor. He said that Isaiah's words were made flesh in him that day. How heretical is that? Going beyond the Hebrew scripture was done in the first century, which is why, by the way, we have a New Testament. And it must be done now, because like the first century and like the times that preceded it, we are writing Holy Scripture with our lives. And finally, this. I used to believe in justice or Jesus. I believed that people couldn't really be involved in justice work and deeply in relationship with Jesus, primarily because my ideas about the second coming, the apocalypse, suggested that Jesus would be coming back like Friday of this week, and we needed to get ready. And then after a while, I got involved in justice work, and I began to see it as justice and Jesus. Justice and Jesus running together concomitantly, seemed to be what God and Spirit was speaking to me. And then a little later on, I started believing in justice for Jesus, because I began to embrace his humanity. I think that his humanity was balanced with his spirituality. And if your humanity and your spirituality do not balance, one or the other can be an enemy to one or the other. Justice for Jesus. Jesus who healed the sick. And Jesus who cussed the priests out. Justice for Jesus. Jesus who knew that he was called not only to live and to die and to suffer, but the Jesus who did not want to go to the cross. Justice for Jesus. Justice for his humanity and for his spirituality. You see, we get free when we love ourselves, when we accept ourselves, when we embrace ourselves, when we know that we are fearfully and wondrously made, when we declare that we are a designer's original and one of a kind, created by a master with one purpose in mind. My friend Danny Bell sang this song, to be a showcase of God's glory for the whole world to see, and an exception of God's beauty as God shines through you and me. Let me say again, we are living in a time of patriarchal and colonial exceptionalism. What does that do? It chooses a people, any race, any land, any time, and empowers them and exceptionalizes them and then weaponizes them and then proclaims holiness in their divine ordained power over all that they observe. So God is calling today for the others to rise up. For those who know that they are without question an example of God's beauty and an exception to any of the hatred and vitriol that is extended to those with otherness. The power over dynamic that we are experiencing now for those that hate the LGBT community is seated in biblically based, fear-based religion that demonizes the other. The favored can take from the lesser without consequences. And somehow or other, God is pleased. I want to say to you, my beloved, that most people who claim to be Christians, who hate and despise anyone who is other, are what I call bibliolatrists. Peter Gomes' notion of bibliolatry, those that worship the scripture more than the God that is spoken of in the text. Most of them have not read the Bible. By the way, I did read it. But they quote it conveniently by repetition and rote and memory, especially the passages that support whatever they hate. It's good to be other, my beloved. It is good to be other. It's good, it's exciting, it's special, it's powerful, it is needed. And if we emerge from this pandemic as anything, let us come out dancing as those who have been othered. Thanks be to God for the exceptional gift of otherness. God bless you is my prayer.
Children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Let us pray. Source of love, spirit of life, we are in constant wonder and in awe of the beauty in all of your creation. In this Pride Month, we celebrate and lift up people of every gender expression, gender identity, sexual orientation, all LGBTQIA plus peoples. In your image, so wonderfully and beautifully made. We thank you, God, for their belongingness to you. In a world that is yet to live into the expansiveness of your love that has existed throughout all of time for generations upon generations. God, we thank you for our ancestors and elders who have advocated for our rights to love and live fully in all of who we are. We pray for refugees, asylum seekers, people in countries, communities, families seeking safety and security so they can live freely in all of who they are. Help us, O God, with our own internalized homophobia, transphobia, to our centering of whiteness that leaves BIPOC LGBTQIA plus peoples, that leaves Black trans women and children even more vulnerable. All the ways in which we are complicit in perpetuating discrimination, violence, hate, for all the ways we don't love ourselves and others. Soften our hearts, O God. Soften our hearts to unlearning and learning. May we know a safe, abiding place in you. May we be a safe, sacred, abiding space for others. We lift up countries, communities, families who are struggling and in distress for many, many different reasons. We lift up all those feeling ill, lonely, distressed, confused. We pray, O God, for your comfort and direction in these trying times. We lift up those in our community in need of your loving and healing balm this day. Penny, Vicky, Tom, Anna, David, Kimberly, Mary, Jane. May they feel your friendship and deep care for them. May your grace and loving kindness be with us for always. May your peace and life-giving breath guide our steps and actions. To you, O God, who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. To you whose love and mercy and grace is at work within us. To you, O God, be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And we join together to pray the prayer Jesus passed down to us. In any language or version that flows from your heart on this day. Our beloved Creator, Caregiver, in whom we move and breathe and have our being. The hallowing of your name shines forth in the diversity of your children. May your peace and love, justice and equality, inclusion and belonging reign here on earth as in heaven. Grant that our LGBTQIA plus loved ones might have their daily needs met, that they might find gainful employment without discrimination, that they might have access to medical care without fear, that they might have their rights and lives protected, and that they might find a loving community to belong to and call their own. Forgive us for the ways that we have fallen short and failed your LGBTQIA+ children. Forgive us of the times we turned away or did not care. For the times we laughed or judged the unique expression of your image. For the times we have misspoken, asked too much, or failed to hear. As we forgive those who might have failed us, lead us away from the temptation to be complacent in the face of injustice, but instead give us courage to stand up and stand with your beloved children. For your love and justice is to be made manifest now and forever. Amen.
Some facts on the state of the LGBTQIA movement. 2021 has been the worst year for anti-LGBTQIA plus legislation. More than 250 anti-LGBTQIA bills have been introduced in state legislatures across 33 states. So far, 8 bills have been passed and signed. 10 more await signatures from governors. These and the bills lawmakers are hoping to pass include anti-trans youth sports bills, anti-trans medical care bills, religious refusal bills that gives folks a religious exemption to deny service or discriminate, bills that forbid discussion of LGBT people in schools. A majority of this legislation targets queer youth, children. Queer youth already represent nearly 40% of all unhoused youth in the United States. Nearly half report they have experienced physical harm because of their orientation or gender identity. There are disproportionately high rates of suicidal behavior among LGBT adolescents and young adults. These laws and the culture around them are harming young people. This is a matter of not just dignity, but life and death. And that's why Old South Church matters. We know that affirming communities have a direct impact on improving the mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being of young people. Young and old queer folk can find encouragement, peers, safety in affirming community. Radical welcome and acceptance boost self-confidence, self-respect, mental and physical health. Old South Church is that type of affirming community, a place where everyone is invited to the communion table, where queer clergy are often behind the pulpit, where parents of queer youth sip coffee together and cheer each other on, where rainbow banners wave, pronouns are respected, kids of all genders can paint their fingernails and wear whatever they want to church. This is God's affirming community, and it's beautiful. Keeping our open door going takes work. It takes our commitment and it takes our money. So give today not because you feel good about who we are, though you should, but because others will feel good when they need us the most. To give, click the donate button on the screen or visit oldsouth.org/donate. This morning's offering will be given and received. Let us pray. Here is what we return to you, O God, our money and our hope. We give you our money and ask that you transform it into freedom from rejection, hatred, and violence. Freedom from closed doors and hearts. God, here is our money. Help us to use it for you so that all may know your affirming love. Bless us, our money and our hope. make of them a new world, and make of us a new people. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hi, Church. This afternoon, there will not be a What's the Word group meeting. Instead, we want to invite all of you to join us at the forum, where Neil Miller will discuss his new book, Banned in Boston, which focuses on the history of the now infamous Watch and Ward Society. Before we part on this Sunday, I ask that you join me together in prayer. Beloved of God and all creation, go forward this day knowing that you are held by the God of rainbow and love, of care and comfort, of compassion and grace. Go forth from here remembering that you are a unique and indeed glorious part of the full divine image of God. Go in peace, friends, spreading the extravagance of this great love along the way. Amen.